Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's daf is Zevachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Just a few points from the previous daf that we didn't get to finish, from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Mid Beis. First point, the Mishnah says that actually Hukam HaMishkan HaYavamos Mutareis Yavoyda Bebechayres. Until the Mishkan was built, so you're allowed to bring Bama. The Isra of Bama only started from the time the Mishkan was built. And at that time, Avoid was Bebuchairis. So it's a fascinating Kiddush that our Mishnah says here, that even though there was a Heter Bamais at that time, you could bring it in a carbon in a Bama, it's still Avoid needed to be done with a Bechor. So the Achorinim are bothered, the Karanayr, the Chazunish, that a Bama, anyone is allowed to be Avid. There's no paid on who's either. Zar could do avoda. What's pshat that until Hakamas HaMishkan, you need avoda to be dafka b'bechiris. The makar obviously is from the pasuk by Maimon Har Sinai that the b'chiris were makar of the carbon there at Har Sinai before Hakamas HaMishkan. But it's before our mission that it's a din that in all carbonates that were brought in Obama, actually Hakamas HaMishkan, you needed avoda dafka with a b'char. So the Karenayr later on in Dafkuf says Zvavim and Beis and also the Chazanish. In Kama, Simin Mem Beis, Sikotan Yud Beis, Simin Mem Aleph, Sikotan Yud Beis, say that it's only by a carbon sibur. And a person that made a Bama from times of Adam Rishon, or even times of Matan Torah, until Hakamas HaMishkan, anyone could bring a carbon. You don't need a Kohen, you don't need a Bechor. Anyone is allowed to bring a carbon in a Bama. But a carbon sibur, like that of Har Sinai, that was a carbon of the carbon sibur, so that needed b'chayrus. That needed a krovah b'b'char. However, we can b'chayrus. There's a ha'ara here on this mahalach that we're in the gemara later on in the kuf tezvav that goyim also can makrif karbanos in bamais even bisman hazeh. Goyim can makrif a carbon in a bama, and there's different halachas in the bama of klal yisrael. Klal yisrael bisman heter bamais only can be makrif similar to karbanos in the beis hamikdash ayla and shlamim. Similar way to kvasim, izim, tzoyinu, bakar, like a krav in the mikdash. As Jinkin goyim that they can makar, kol adiris, goyim that can makar karbanos in Obama, it's, firstly, the goyim himself can be makar, that's number one, and also he can makar any behema, chaya, oif, which is tar. He can makar a chicken, he can makar a deer, anything which is a tar animal, like Noach himself, can be carved in the Bama of Bnei Noach. There are two types of Bamais. There's Bamais of Klal Yisrael, and there's Bamais of Zman Bamais, and there's Bamais of Bnei Noach. As Bipshutai, that Klal Yisrael has a separate thing from Bnei Noach. That they have their types of Bamais. Only Klal Yisrael can be makrev in them, and only the right types of Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael of that are makrev in the Mikdash. That was all nischadish after Hakamas HaMishkan. Once there was a Mishkan and there was said a din dini avoid of Klal Yisrael, so then their dini bamas were separate than the din bamas of Goyim. But until Hakamas HaMishkan, the Klal Yisrael could be makriv in bamas was the same way that Bnei Noach are makriv. That you can makriv whatever you want in a bamas, as long as it's an animal or oif, which is tar, you can be makriv it. If that's the case, then still shver, what the pshat is that in the carbon sibur they needed a bechor. The bechor, there's no Indian of carbon sibur bechlal. How did the bechlal that is chal a shame of a carbon sibur and it's certain dinim of avoda? How did the whole dinim hakrova that were said then were all in the bama until Hakamas HaMishkan were all hakrova like bnei noyach hakariv? So how can it be that there were said specific dinim and had to be makar of the carbon? It's chorim mavur over here b'divrei Karenayr and the Chazanish that say this pshat that even before Hakamas HaMishkan, it was the parsha of a krav of Klal Yisrael. So the Brisker Rav in the beginning of Parshas Yisroel says this. He says that even a regular Jew at that time between Maimon Har Sinai and Hakamas HaMishkan, which was almost a year, Maimon Har Sinai was and Rosh Chodesh was in Vav Sivan, and Hakamas HaMishkan was the next year in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost 10 months. Between Maimon Har Sinai and Hakamas HaMishkan, Biskarov says that it would shaykh akrav of klal yisro with the dinim of akrav of klal yisro. L'kula and l'chumra, it had its own dinim. So the melech shaykh that also could be a din of how to be makrav in a carbon tibur, which that's what the Karedar and the Chazanish are saying. But l'chayra, that's he sort of describes it very nice. He said ayin shami, it was a very nice shaykh from the carbon that was brought when Yisro came. But l'chayra, the Karedar and the Chazanish don't have to come on to that. Because here the carbon was a carbon seaboard. It could be that by a yochid that brings a carbon in a bama between Maimed Har Sinai and Hakamas HaMishkan. It could be that the whole din was a din of Bnei Noach. But here there's a specific mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave that Har Sinai to bring carbonos. So that took on a din of a carbon seaboard. So vada for that type of hakrava that was said, the mitzvah, b'tzivoy, to bring a carbon. So for that, vada had that din of hakrava of Kal Yisrael. And it was said a mitzvah that the hakrava should be b'b'chayrus. Akoponim, the Karenar and the Chazanish learn that our Mishnah says that Avoda B'Bukhiris is only referring to a carbon seaboard until Akamas HaMishka. But the Rambam in Perish Mishnais, before that, the way the Rambam says that from Adam HaRishon until Akamas HaMishkan, any person that wanted to bring a Bukhar, wanted to bring a carbon, could only be brought a day of Bukhar. Rambam learns that it wasn't specifically Kal Yisrael. It was not specifically Karbonis Sibur, but all people that brought Karbonis were all Bukhirin. As they shade in Rambam. So firstly, it's time you have to know in the Rambam, Bukhira, we find people that brought Karbonis that were not a Bukhar. It could be that Noyach was a Bukhar. It could be Avram was a Bukhar. Yitzhak was a Bukhar Li'imai, brought Karbonis. But Yaakov also brought Karbonis, even though he wasn't a Bukhar. Hevel brought Karbonis, even though he wasn't a Bukhar. We have to know that L'chayra, this din of Bukhar, if you're the Rambam, isn't, you don't need the Bukhar. Anyone that has also a Sheikhs the Bukhar, like Yitzhak, who is a Bukhar, the Imai, is also called a Bukhar. It could be also that Yaakov Avinu, that Chazal say, was made from the Tipa Rishayna. It also could be that he had din Bukhar. Maybe Hevel also was supposed to be a type of Bukhar. Akoponim, if you're the Rambam says that anyone that brought Karbonis until Hakamas HaMishkan had to be a Bukhar. But it comes out of the Rambam that even a Karbonis Bnei Noach, which was said, no specific dini hakrova, and even a goy could makrev a carbon, but until Hakamas HaMishkan, when the goy brought a carbon, it had to be a bukhar. But Hakamas, it's very sure of the Rambam, why does that change after Hakamas HaMishkan? If goyim that brought carbonis until Hakamas HaMishkan, it was only a bukhar, so where was it said that now, and even a goy who's not a bukhar could bring a carbon? Elamite, L'char, the din was only said by Klal Yisrael, Pshutai. But the Rambam says that his din was from Adam HaRishon until Moshe, until Hakamas HaMishkan. You need a dafka krov of a Bukhar. L'char, we have to say, B'das HaRambam, that it's not referring to Avada, a goy that, just like nowadays, a goy that brings a carbon. He doesn't, it's not lav dafka Bukhar, but any goy could bring a carbon. Who had din from times of Adam HaRishon, any goy that brought a carbon doesn't need to be dafka Bukhar. The Rambam is referring to only a krava that's done in the Makam HaMikdash. A krava that was done by Kain and Hevel, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Kain and Hevel, and Noyach, and Akedah, were all done in the Makam HaMikdash. So a krava that was done in the Makam of the Mikdash, that could be takes on the din of a krava's Mikdash. So it needs, it's not anyone is kosher on that. It needs dafka, a person who is nisyachid to be roi la'avoida. Which really should be a kohen until Hakamas HaMishkan, there was no kohenim. The people that had the job of kohenim were the bechirim. So that's like a pshat the Rambam says in halacha that all these hakravos that were hakrava of Kain and Hevel and Noach and Avram were all done in the Makom HaMikdash. So they were said a din of bechir. We mentioned that of Kufches, the Meshech Chacham also says that the krav of Noach had a krav of had a din of a krav of the Makam HaMikdash. That's why he says it was Loreach Nichoyach. For that, had a din of a krav of Mikdash, which is a little bit sure from the Gemara of Kufches. The Gemara learned that the din of a krav of Bama from a krav of Noyach. And the Akash on this Rambam, as then is a question of the Meshech Chachma. Kaparim, those are the two drachim we have here in this din of the Mishnah. At Hakamas HaMishkan, Vaidu was Bebuchiris. Rambam learned Kipshutai that anyone that Adam HaRishon and until Hakamas HaMishkan, Avodos B'Bukhiris. We said maybe the Rambam only means an Akrav in the Mikdash. The Karenar and the Chazanish learned number one is only referring to Klal Yisrael and also only referring to a Korban Tzibur. But in Ibama, just like Ibama in times of Neve Givon and Gilgal, was Mutter with anyone who wanted to be Makriv, Huadin, before Kamas HaMishkan, Stam carbon yachid that's brought in a bama could be brought by anyone. Another nekuda in the Mishnah here. The Mishnah says that Mishigil leGilgal, so Hutru Abamais, Kachin Necholim Lefnim and Akloim, Kachin Kalim Bechol Makim. So in Gilgal, there was time in Heter Abamais, and you could eat Kachin Kalim anywhere. Later on in the Mishnah, it tells us also by Noivin Givain, that is Heter Abamais, and there it says that Kachin Kalim were Nechol Bechol Ari Yisrael. It doesn't say Bechol Makim, rather it says Bechol Ari Yisrael. So Rashi seems to be bothered by this question. Rashi and also the Ram Pirish Mishnayis. Rashi explains that when they were in times of Gilgal, there weren't any Ari Yisrael. Rashi not so clear. The Ram Pirish Mishnayis is more clear. The point it means to say is that in times of Noiv Givon, Klai Yisrael already was living in Eretz Yisrael. They had cities. That's why the Mishnah says, "Bekol Ari Yisrael." Shingi in times of Gilgal, they just come in. And no one had a specific place to live. So it doesn't say B'kol Ari Yisrael, because there were no cities of Klal Yisrael. So it's B'chol Makom. Wherever Klal Yisrael was, they could build a bama and bring a carbon and eat it there. So you have to know, Lefizeh, when the Mishnah says that in Noiv V'Givon, that it's B'chol Ari Yisrael, is that Dafka or not? I mean, what happens if I'm not in the city? Can I build a bama and go outside of the city in the forest and build a bama and eat the carbon over there? Mishnah just means that normally you don't do that because it was people lived in cities, or Tzaka Dina Ka'amar, that only place where there was a city, that's where you can eat Kachim Kalim. So I found in the Radal, in the back of the Gemara, he wants to say that the Tzaka Naf Kamino Adina in the times of Noiv Givon and Gilgal, the din of Obama, says that in times of Gilgal, because there was no Machane, like Rashi says in the Rambam. So, a person, even in Chutz La'aretz, a person could build a bama and eat a carbon there. There's nothing unique to the. We weren't looking for a kiyum of Machane Yisrael when you're eating your carbon. All right, it's bamas are mutzah b'chol makom. Rashi in Daf Yudal it says that kol abika mekoyma etzayfa olam. Anywhere you want in the world, you could build a bama. If a person wants to build a bama, in time to fetch a bama, a person wants to build a bama and bring an oila, you could do whatever you want in the world. Etzem, the din of bama is hukshar b'chol makom. What about bringing a shlamim in a bama and eating it there? Can I eat a shlamim in a bama in Chutz La'aretz? So the Radal says that it's different. It's totally. In the times of Gilgal, you could, because there was no kedush, there was nothing unique to Ari Yisrael and to Machane Yisrael, because there weren't any cities. So if everywhere there was bottle that whole Machane entirely. There's no union of Machane Yisrael. And if wherever you want, you could bring a carbon and eat it. Hashem came in the times of Noiv Givon, that there were cities, and those cities, Klape Kachim Kalim, took on a din of Machane Yisrael. So the Mela, you couldn't be Makrev Shlomim in Chutzlars and eat it. You had to be Dafka in the place that had Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So he learned that it's Taka Adina Ka'amar. Mishnah saying a din, that in Noiv Givon, the Heter was only in a place that had a din of Machane Yisrael. He says Chutz La'aretz nuts. I don't know why Dafka he had to go to Chutz La'aretz. Even in Eretz Yisrael, places that were not between that was not in the city, they didn't have a din of Machane Yisrael to eat there. Right? We learn from Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Eruvin that a sratia a road that goes between cities is a place where people normally don't live. People travel there. People don't live. It's called the Rishus Harabin. It's not a place that has that's the there are places between cities. Not cities don't go from one to another. Places between cities that Lahar is not called a place that people live. In that place, if the Mishnah said Taka saying a din and only Ari Yisrael, which is Mashma in the Mishnah, Lahar, once you're no longer in the city, then you can't eat Kachim Kalim. But there's a fascinating Chiddush though. Like in the Mishnah, and the Radala saying in Lamaisa that when you eat Shlamim in a Bama, you need Kedushas Machane Yisrael. In Gilgal, it wasn't Shaykh, because there wasn't any Machane Yisrael. But in Noiv Givon, where it was Shaykh, so you take and eat it. L'chayr, the Indian of Machane Yisrael is built off the Kedusha of Machane Shechina. There's Machane Shechina where there's Makom HaMikdash. Then you go a little bit further off the Mikdash, you get Machane Leviya, Harabayis. And then you go a little bit further from there, and there's Kedusha's Machane Yisrael, to all of Yerushalayim. or in Shiloh, to the whole city of Shiloh. There's an extension of the Kedusha Machane Yisrael B'Pshutai is an extension of the Kedusha HaMikdash. So therefore, if that's the case, when in there's a Heter Bamos and you can build a Bama wherever you want, that's not, there's no Mikdash. The Mikdash wasn't known to Givin, but my backyard, there's no Mikdash over there. And still, there's an Inyan of Kedusha Machane Yisrael. That's the Chavetz Mashmi, that you need to eat. And when there was a Machane Yisrael, in the time of Noi V'Givin, there were cities of Klal Yisrael, so you needed to eat a dafka in that city. That's what's comes out from the mission over here. This you said before in the Kiryat Sefer, in Perek Vav, Beis HaBechira. He says that the only reason you can't eat Kachum Kalim in a different city, in times of the Mikdash, times of Yerushalayim, the reason you can't eat Kachum Kalim in another city, which is Mukaf Chayma, which has a din of Machane Yisrael, the reason is because it knifsal b'yotzei. Because you can't get it to get it. Was you bring the carbon in Yerushalayim and to take it out to Yerushalayim to Chevron or Yericho or wherever else you want to bring the carbon, so it'll be possible b'yotzei. But b'yisoid is mavur that you could eat kachem kalim in any city of Klal Yisrael, and it's called the kiyum of Machane Yisrael. It's just like there's the kedushas batei arichayma for dinin that mitzvahs and shtaleich misham has the kedusha Machane Yisrael. So to any city in Klal Yisrael which has a chayma. Has the din of Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and you, even in the time that there is a mikdash in Yerushalayim, you'd be astray, you could eat the kachim in those cities. Just you can't just pasha no way to get it there without becoming puzzle. So lefi dvarav, so the mission be gevaldik. That at least cities that are mukaf chayma, mimayis Yeshua benun, have the kedusha of Machane Yisrael for, and that's why you send that emissary from those cities. So the din of eating a shlamim. In the times of Heter Bamos, you needed to eat it in Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael doesn't mean dafka an extension of the Mikdash. Any city which has a chayma, just like it's Kaddish, lagabi that the Mitzvah can't be inside, lagabi that has it of Machane Yisrael, also lagabi Kachem Kalim has it of Machane Yisrael. So you dafka need to eat them Kachem Kalim, even those that are brought in a Bama, you need to eat them dafka in a Machane Yisrael, so you need to eat it in a city which is Mukaf Chayma. So that's where the Kiryat Sefer, we could learn the Mishnah here, Kipshutai, and it means Dafka in cities that had a Chayma, that Arei Yisrael means Dafka the cities that had a Chayma, that were in Iskadesh. And that'd be right to what we want to say, Pshat in the Mishnah, that anything outside of the city, you can't eat it. The Yisrael, again, we said Mefurish and the Radal, that you need a certain Kedusha, the Radal for some reason only goes to Chutz Laretz. But Chayra, it's doing in the Mishnah, even in Eretz Yisrael itself, anything that's outside of an ir, a mukefes chayma, is no longer called Machane Yisrael, and therefore you can't eat kachem kalim there. That's very important yisoid coming out of our Mishnah, that even hakravas bama needs to eat it, you need the kedushas Machane Yisrael. And again, all this is only by when you want to eat the shlomim that are brought in a bama. You bring an oil in a bama and you're not eating it, you just be makrivit. So there you can bring you can make the bama wherever you want, even in the chutz laretz, like Rashi says in Daf Yudalet, kol ha'bikam mekoymai at seifa oilam. Another point in this Mishnah says, in the Mishnah it says that when they came to Shiloh, bo l'shiloh nesra bamais, v'lihoya sham tikra, elabes avonim bilvad milamaton v'ayirias milamayla. They came to Shiloh, so there was an isra bamais, and Shiloh, there was no roof on the building of Shiloh. Just a binyan avonim milamata, and the urias on top. The missionary keeps to make a point to say that there was no roof on Shiloh. Why is that important? And if there was a roof, well, what's important? Tell me the structure of the binyan of Shiloh. It could be imshat that. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Bais. Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan in Shiloh is called the Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayitesh in Tehillim Perkayim Ches. Vayitesh Mishkan Shiloh Oyel Shikain Ba'adam. It's called a Mishkan and an Oyel. It's never referred to as a Bais. Could be that in the Pasuk that's that difference what the Mishkan is coming to tell us in the structure of the building. If it would have had a Tikra, the binyan of Shiloh would be called a bias. Hashem came, that it didn't. It had the urias, so it's still called an oyal or a mishkan, but it wasn't called a bias. Before the Har Nos and Rashi and Sukkah Daf Gimel and Beis, that that without a tikra it can't be called a bais. Rashi says well gabi dini iruvin, but the tikra is part of the definition of a bais. A bais needs a tikra. You have a roof on top, it's called a tent or an oyel or a mishkan, but it's not called a bais. The Chazon Ish just is medayik. The Chazon Ish in Kama, it's memalef is medayik. That it says the ureas milamaton, it's mashum, the same ureas that were used in the oil moed in the mishkan from the midbar. So it's medayik that kinir the size of the mishkan in Shiloh was equal to the size of the mishkan until then. Even though here it was a binyan, it wasn't. They didn't just take the crushim. Pshuta Shalom was later on. Pshuta in the Givin, they used the crushim also, and they moved them to Noivah Givin. They used the same actual structure that was used in the Mishkan, but Shiloh they did not. That the Mishnah is coming to point out to us in Shiloh, there was a binyan avanim. It was a binyan, but the size of the Mishkan in Shiloh was the same size as the Mishkan that was in the Midbar, because they used the same areas. One last point in the Mishnah here. The Mishnah says that kachim shikdishon b'shas iser b'mais v'krivon b'shas heter b'mais over ba'asei. So which asei are you over? Rashi says, Rashi kdishon b'shas iser b'mais v'hishayta karina b'vevium l'ashem v'kevet shehimtin ad shelo yavol l'kaimoy nisbata l'asei al yodai. So Rashi says it's the mitzvah normally of bringing kachim b'fnim and not b'chutz, that you're always over an asei when you bring kachim b'chutz v'vevium l'ashem. And here, because the person waited and he didn't bring them, so now he's mevatelet. Now he's over the asay. Before in Rashi, that the asay you're over by mela, because you were lazy and you didn't bring the carbon on time, so now you're over an asay. It's not because you brought them in a bama. That's not the point. For Rashi, once the mishnah didn't hear us again in times of Shilai. A person was makdish a carbon in times of Shilai, and then it was batel the mishkan of Shilai. So now he's over nasei. He can't do anything. Farfal, he can't do anything, and he's over nasei. And he could bring them now in a bamba. Why not? The carbon could be brought in a bamba, but he was already over the asei. That's how Rashi learned. But the Rambam learns that the asei is because you brought them bachutz. And the few Rambam that a person was makdish was not in bamais, and then he was in spatel the mishkan of Shiloh. He wasn't yet over the asei, but when he brings them in the bamba, that's when he's mevatel the asay. Can you hear the pshat in the Rambam is? Why? What did he do wrong by bringing the carbon in the bama? What could he do now? Can you hear the pshat in the Rambam is that even though he was makdim to bring them in Shilai and he didn't, but he could still bring them in the bama gedola of Noiv Givin, and with that be mekayim his mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't need dafka of the mikdash of Shilai or Yerushalayim. Even the bama gedola would also be a kiyum of the din of Avihum Hashem. So because he didn't bring them in the Bama Gedola, rather he brought them in a Bama Ketana, in a private Bama, that because of that it's considered a bittul of the Asay of Avihum Hashem, of Shamat Avihu. That's according to the Rambam. Rashi seems to argue. Rashi holds that no, that the din of Avihum Hashem requires was only said an akrava in the Mishkan of Shiloh or in Yerushalayim, things that are din of Menucha Nachla, and when the Hakrava was said in that the Hakrava is dafk over here and not in a Bama, in a type of Mikdash where the Hakrava requires to be there and not in the Bama, so that was said the din of Avihum Lashem. Once it was Chariv Shiloh and there's a Heter Bamais, so even a person goes to Noiv and Givin and brings his carbon there, he won't be a kind of Avihum Lashem, because this carbon which can be brought in a bama, even though you're bringing it in a bama gedola, so it's not. It doesn't need dafka akravas mikdash. So you're not mekayim the din of akravas mikdash. Rashi holds the din of akravas mikdash is only said in a type of mikdash which has an iser bamais. So meila Rashi had to learn the Mishnah, but it's not so much in the Lashon HaMishnah that you're mevatel that same meila from the because you didn't bring it, and now you can't do anything about it. Now you can't do anything anymore about it. You already mevatel it. Hashem, the Rambam held no. The Rambam holds that you were makdish in the time of Heter, of you know, you're makdish in the time of Isra Bamas, and you could have brought it to Shiloh, Now you could also be mekayin your mitzvah by bringing it to the mish, to the mishkan of Noiv V'Givin, to the Bama Gedolah of Noiv V'Givin. That also would be a kiyum of the mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah according to the Rambam is to bring it to the makom of Karbon and Sibur, the makom of the ikar makom makrava, either the mikdash or a Bama Gedolah. Either one of them is also a kiyum of dasei. So the fact that you brought it in a Bama Ktana, that's a mitzvah of dasei. That's a chari the machlokes here, the Rambam in Rashi. And is the mitzvah, again, is the mitzvah of Avihu Hashem dafka to bring it to a type of mikdash, which is, that's the unique makam of avoda, which where you cannot be bring it outside. That's what Rashi holds. The Rambam holds a no. And even bringing it to a bama gedola when there is a heter bamais, it's also kiyum of Avihu Hashem. However, l'fi the Rambam, zahara. Now, why did the Mishnah say only Hikdisha Mishas Isser Bamais? Hikriva Mishas Heter Bamais. Even a person that's Makdish, Bisman Heter Bamais. To bring in the Bama Gdaila. A person in the time of Noiv Givan or Gilgal. He's Makdish a Karban to bring in the Bama Gdaila. And he brings it in the Bama Ktana. L'chayr L'fi the Rambam, that's also a bitul asay of Avihu Hashem. He has to bring it to the Bama Gdaila of Noiv Givan, and instead he brought it to, in the Bama Ktana. L'chayr is being mashmir here in the Rambam that only when there's a vada noiv givan is not called akravas the ikar mikdash, and that you can't bring in bachutz. The Rambam agrees to Rashi to a certain degree that when the time that there is a heter bamais, so there's no din you need to bring korbanas dafka in the mishkan of noiv givan. You could bring the bachutz, and if a person is makdash even to bring it to the bamagdola, he can bring it to the bamaktana, and he's not over an asay. Because there's no din to bring it dafka over here. The ikar din of Shabbat Aviyu is dafka bifnim and not bachutz. Hey, in those times, you can bring them even bachutz. Just what the Rambam holds is that when a person was makdish to bring in shiloi in the mikdash, and now that you no longer can do that, I bring it in a bama gdola is also a kiyum of that same. When I have to bring it to the ikar makam avayda. So when I was neschayev in the din of Shomer Taviyu, when I was neschayev to bring it to Shiloh, I could also mekayim that ayidei Noiv Givon. Masha'inkin, if I was makdishit to bring it into the mikdash of Noiv Givon, because that in the time of my hektish, there's no problem of bringing it into a bamaktana, so I never became a chuyev in the din to bring it there. But if by the time that I didn't become a chuyev to bring it to Shiloh, so I could also mekayim my mitzvah of Akravas Mikdash, I didn't know if given. That's what we have to say to answer up the Rambam, the Shittas Rambam. Mr. Shem, we'll see you later on in the Sugas of Bama Gdaila. Of Kuf Yud Zayin, hopefully we become clear this union of Bama Gdaila and Bama Ktana. Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, that's making up for yesterday's daf. Now to today's daf, of Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara brings two or three Shittas about what it means Chutz Migita. And you shechted the paras chatos chutz migita, so it's a shechita psula, and you shechted, it's a shechita psula. So I would think that you're chayv in bar chutz, but k'mashal l'mishnah you're potter because it's not really the pesach l'moyed. So what does it mean chutz migita? So Reish Lakish says it's chutz mimakom abadukla, place that might be tamei. That's why it's pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says you shechted l'fnim yichayves Yerushalayim inside the chayma. The Gemara says that Rav Yechanan could have said another pshat, you shechted it shaloi kineged haPesach, but let me buy a gomer. Rav Yechanan is going to tell me that even though you shechted it inside the chayma and you brought it closer to the makom hakedusha, it's still possible. So three possibilities of pshat in the Mishnah: either makom that's not baduk, makom that might be tamei, or inside the chayma is Yerushalayim, or shaloi kineged haPesach. So a few auras here on these, and it's in a shchita shalei b'mkayma of the para. First point is the Taz brings out in Reish Lakish that says chutz makom abadukla. So Taz asks that even the Reish Lakish that there was the mabul in Eretz Israel, but that means that anywhere in Eretz Israel is considered to be tamei. There's a cheskas taira even though there's a mabul, there's a cheskas taira. So why should we assume that everything is tamei? Midaraisa say that it's possible. It says that really midaraisa lo elam it's kosher, even though it wasn't baduk. So midaraisa is referring to a case when you know that it was tamei. You shechted in a makom which is tamei mamish. So that's absurd rice in the Shechitas Para. And Midrabanan, they passed any place unless we know for sure that it's tar. So Reish Lakish explains the Mishnah, Halacha L'maisa, any makom which is on Baduk, which is not for sure that it's tar, so Halacha L'maisa is any pasul in the Shechitas Para. But the side of the psul is a makom which is Tameh Vadai, and that's a Taka Psul Midaraisa. So he says, what's the problem of Shechting the Para in a makom which is Tameh? So he says, because there is Kush to Shrifas Parim, and Shrifas Parim needed a makom tar. And more in the end of Tfuyoyim, that Shechitas Parim and Shrifas Parim is Kush to Shrifas Parim. The Shrifas Parim is Kush to Shrifas Parim and Shechita to Shrifa. Parim, then also the Shechita needs a makom tar, just like Parim needed a makom tar. The Minchas of Rami brings down the Briskarov declared by the Psul of Shrifas Parim and Shrifas Parim. In a makom tame, is it a paslos in the para? A din in the para that a para or parim that are burnt in the wrong place, it's a psul in the gufa para. Lemoshal, there is a din about the efer para. Efer para has to be munach makom tar. It's a pasuk. If you need niach mechut tamachan eb makom tar, smashing the Mishnah and the Mufush the Rambam that you put down the efer in a makom tame. Even in the case when the Efer wasn't nitma, you put in a makom on top of something which is tamei, so the Efer is pasul. It's a pasulos in the gufa Efer. So also here we can understand that a para or parim which were nisraf, burnt in the wrong place, it's a pasulos in the gufa para. Is that the pshat in this din of that you need a sreif of a makom tar, or no? It's a kvias makom. The Torah is kveya a place where it needs to be burnt. It's not that it's. Not that the para became pasul because it was burnt over here, but just like there's a kviyas makom that it has to be shechted mechutz l'gemul machanos, so the kviyas makom that it has to be burnt shechted in a makom tar. So it describes was mechich from our sugya the second side that is in a kviyas makom in the para. All right, the Reish Lakish is explaining pshat in the Mishnah that the para was nisraf shaloi b'mekayma, and because of that you think you're chayev b'chutz. That's Bakar the Mishnah saying that the psul in the par is because it's shaloi b'mefrad lafi. The Rambam that we saw yesterday, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, that outside of that makom where you're supposed to burn it is like a dugmas hamikdash. Anything outside of that makom is like shech is like hakrava b'chutz from the makom where it's supposed to be done. So in Cain, if Reish Lakish explains that the pshat in the Mishnah is because it's not a makom tar, in Cain it's muchach. The din of makom tar is a kviyas makom in the shreifas hapara. The shreifas hapara has to be burnt in a place which is tar, not in a place which is tamei. That's the mishkav of mechiach. Right, the of our mission. That's the sign of makom tar in shreifas para. Another ara on the din of shreifas shleibim kaima by the para. As we mentioned, the Gemara says three mahalchim that what's called shleibim kaima. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says a different mahalch. Fourth mahalach in the Pshat of the Mishnah. Rambam says, the dina of the para, it's din is sheti sarif al eitzim mesudarim kamin gas, be makam shesheich de moisa, bahara mishcha. It's din is that it should be burnt in the place that you shechted it. Vim sarfa chutzl makam ahu psula. If you burnt it somewhere else, not in the makam ha-shechita, so it's pasul. That's l'chara the Rambam's Pshat in our Mishnah. Rambam also brings it down in the Nefes Parah. Is then that the shreif needs to be in the makom of shechita. So the teres roim without the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis teres roim in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph Trumos says the reason the Gemara didn't mention it this psul is because it's not a din in the kviyas makom of the shreifas para. It's then in the seder hakravas hapara that after you shechted you burn it in the same place, but it's not a kviyas makom of where the shreif needs to be done. Therefore, our Mishnah, which is saying the din of the Shreifa Shalei B'm Kaima, doesn't mention that din of Shreifa Shalei B'm Makom Shechita. That's what the Torah is writing. The problem is, in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, it says the Marisa, that even Shreifa Shalei B'm Kaima is Shreifa Shalei B'm Makom Shechita, that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. So it's before in the Rambam that it is a Kviyas Makom, that once you shechted it there, that became the Makom of the Parah, the makom of the avodah sapara. So now that's also kaveya makom in the sreifa. The sreifa needs to be in the same place. So therefore, it's called the Shriva Shalaydim Kaima. But it's sure has the Rambam say a different shot than all that Amoraim said. So in the Mayim Tahirim, he says Pshat in the Rambam that the Girsa. Tell me what the Girsa of the Mishnah is. The Rambam was Girsa in the Mishnah Sreifa. That's the Rambam Taser was Girsa in the Mishnah only Paras Hatzis Shesurfa Shalaydim Kaima. Because the Girsa is Sreifa, so the Rambam learns that the Pashav Shat, the Sreifa Chutz Migita, first of all, the Gas is the place that you shechted it, and the Sreifa needs to be there, and you did a Sreifa Shleid Mugayma, so then it's Psula, and you would think that you're Chayav Pachutz, Kamashim on the Mishnah that you're Pater. But the Gemara understood that the Din of the Mishnah is true, not only in Sreifa, but also in Shechita. Also in Shechita, Shleid Mugayma, then it's also included in the din of the Mishnah, even though the Lashna Mishnah is referring specifically to Sreifa, but the din of Shechita Shleim Kaim is also included in the din of the Mishnah. That Amoraim had to find cases where the psul is even in the Shechita. I mean, the psul of the Rambam is only shaykh by Sreifa. The Sreifa is Shaloib Makam HaShechita. That is only shaykh once you already did a Shechita, so then we can have a psul in the Sreifa. If even the Shechita is puzzle, so that the Amoraim had to find different mahalchim of what that is referring to. Shalom Makam Badukla, or inside the Choyma, or Shalom Kenegara Pesach. Those were the psalm that could apply even to the Shechita. But it's still a little bit Tzarech Bir. Why is the Rambam that to look for a new psalm? The Maisa, once the Amoraim explained the Mishnah as the psalm that applies both to Shechita and to Sreifa, so the Rambam could say that also. Why did the Rambam feel the need to find another explanation for another Ukimta? For the din of the Mishnah of Sreifa Shalaydim Kaima. So maybe say, I'll be what we spoke about yesterday, that the Rambam here says in Perusha Mishnayis, that the Havmina to be Chayev is that this Mokum that you need to do the Sreifa in is Dugmas Azor Sheba Mikdosh. And therefore there's a Havmina to be Chayev over there. We could say that the Havmina is at least much more understandable, it's much more geschmack to explain the Havmina in the case the Rambam says. When you did the Shechita in one place, and now you need to do the Sreifa needs to be done in the same place. So that's very similar to the Azor in the Mikdash. The Havmina goes much, much better that way. I started the Avoda here, the Shechita here. Now the Sreifa needs to be done dafka over here in the exact same place. So it's Kilu Kaveya, specific Makam of Avoda. The case that Amoraim give, it's also, we could say that, but it's a bigger Chiddush. The case that Amoraim give is that the Amoraim weren't saying a specific place where you need to do the Shechita. The Shechita is done in the right place, which is a Makom which is Tahar, outside of Gimel Machanais and Kenegara Pesach. That's a large area of place where the Avoda can be done. It's not a specific place. Still, Lemaisa, the Torah said, Dafka do it in a place that has those Tanoim. So if you did it in a place that wasn't Mekayim those conditions, so it's the wrong place. And it's out of the place where it has Hechshir Avoda. But the case of the Rambam says the Mishnah is much more glat, much more geschmack in the reading of the Mishnah. That once you started the Shechita being done over here, now the Sreifa needs to be done in the exact same place, and you did it somewhere else. So it's like out shecht, like doing this Avoda outside of the Azara. And another point here in this daf after the Agarata that the Mesimabo. At the end, we get back to the same chat in the Mishnah, to the din of Sir Mishtaleach. The Gemara asks a stira, from where we're mamayit Sir Mishtaleach from? Are we mamayit it from the pasuk of Pesach HaMayir? Or mamayit it from the Hashem? My answer is that Koidem Agrala, it's Royal Pesach HaMayir. So then that we mamayit it from Hashem. But Lachar Agrola, it's no longer Royal Pesach Ol Moed. Says the Gemara, even Lachar Vidui, it's still Royal Pesach Ol Moed. For Sinech Anami, that until Vidui, it's Royal Pesach Ol Moed and it's Maid La Hashem. And Lachar Vidui, it's no longer Royal Pesach Ol Moed and it's Maid from a Pesach Ol Moed. So Tais just speaks out that we no longer need the drasha of a Pesach Ol Moed. Because a Pesach Ol Moed only patterns Lachar Vidui. Lefnei Vidui, you would be chayiv mitzad the drasha of a Pesach Ol Moed. And that's why we need the drasha of Hashem. So once we have the drasha of Hashem, we no longer need the drasha of a Pesach HaMayir. So he says, in the Chanami, the drasha of Pesach HaMayir is only needed for Parah. is not needed for Sir Mishtalech. The Mishnah mentions the Derech Agav because it also can apply to Sir Mishtalech until Vidui. But at the end of the day, we can learn out the whole end of Sir Mishtalech only from the Pasuk of Lashem and not from the Pasuk of, we don't need the Pasuk of a Pesach HaLamayit. The about Akabarim, what comes out from the Sugi here is that Sir Mishtalech, you always patch on the Shechit of Sir Mishtalech. Because it's not Roi Lashem. Sir Mishtalech is never called Roi Lashem. Stam, the Pshat, and why the Sir Mishtalech is not called Lashem. For instance, the Pshat is like the Ramban writes by Richus in Parashas Achrimais, that Sir Mishtalech Betzem is a Midrashim and the Zoyar. It's really Matana to the Sidra Achra, and it's not, it's, that's why it's Bar Pachutz. The Ramban there is Meirich, the idea behind the Sir Mishtalech. But it's the Pshat in the Gemara here. That's the reason that this year is not called Lashem. Even when you're doing the avoid on it, you do Hagrola and Vidui, it's not called Lashem. What comes out from the Sugi is that you're Potter on this Yom Mishtalech. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Master Korban Salah, Haloch Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim Shoshachtan Bachutz, Imat Shalai Yizvada Alayim Chayev Karis Al Shneim, Hoyover Ru'uyim Lava Lifnei Hashem LaVidui. Rambam says that you could be chayiv on both this, on both the, either of the seirim until vidu, even after hagrola, you could be chayiv. So it's clear which is the seir Hashem and seir mishalech. You already did hagrola, and it's nikva which is the seir Hashem and which is the seir mishalech. You're chayiv until vidu. You're chayiv because the roi lovel ifnei Hashem levidu. The vidu is also considered a kiyum of Hashem, and therefore you're chayiv. Him achash yitzvade poter ala mishalech sharei eino roi lovel ifnei Hashem. The Rambam, before in the Rambam, that before Vidui you're Chayiv, because it's Roi Lashem. Before Vidui it's called Roi Lashem, and after Vidui it's called Eino Roi Lashem. So the Ravid asks, obviously, that it's connected to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Lashem is Lahoiti Sir Mishtalech. And the Rambam is before that the Sir Mishtalech until Vidui is called Roi Lashem. So the Mishnah says that the Rambam was Gerish in our Gemara, that Lashem, Lurabi Sir Mishtalech, not Lahoiti Sir Mishtalech, but the Rabbi says Lashem is come to me Marbe Sir Mishtalech. The Ravid also asks in the Rambam that it's connected the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in the Yuma Daf Samech Beis is Mefurish that your Pater on the Sir Mishtalech, even before Vidui, your Pater on it Pachutz. So the Kesem Mishnah says that after our Gemara in Zochim, you have to it's true that's Mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma, but Maskan is like our Gemara in Zochim, and that you are Chayiv on the Sir Mishtalech. There's a Riboy from Hashem. You're Chayiv on the Sir Mishtalech until Vidui. That's how the Kesem Mishnah learns. Other Halachim in the Achronim had answered up the Sugin Yuma Lufi, the Rambam, mentioned one that Reb Chaim in Stenzel says that it's totally in the, there's a need in the Gemara in Yuma whether Vidui Ma'akev or Vidui is not Ma'akev. By the Shir Mishtalech, what's the Hechsher of the Shir Mishtalech is totally in Vidui, that's its Akrava. Or no, even if you did not do Vidui, it's not Ma'akev, even though there's a mitzvah of Vidui. What's Ma'akev in the Shir Mishtalech is that it has to be around Yom Urchai. It has to be around when you bring the Sir Lashem. But the Vidui in the Sir Mishtalech itself is not Ma'akif. So Chaim says that's Pshat in the Rambam, that's Pshat in the Sir Sasugis. The Gemara in Yuma held that your Potter and the Sir Mishtalech, the Sugi there is going to Mount Amar Vidui, ain't a Ma'akif, says Reb Chaim. Therefore, the Vidui is not called a Kiyum in the Karbon, it's not called Lashem, it's not the Karbon needs to La Vaida. Ashenkin, our sugya holds that Vidui is yeh ma'akev. Therefore, it's carbon is still Hashem. The carbon still needs avodah, which is ma'akev in the carbon. That's what Chaim is trying in the Rambam. I think it's not clear in the Rambam whether the Rambam passed in Vidui ma'akev or not ma'akev. If your Chaim comes to that, it's mukach from our Rambam, he passed in that Vidui is ma'akev. It's an etim svar, it's not mukrach, that even if Vidui is not ma'akev, one can still say that there's still a mitzvah of Vidui. And because of that mitzvah, it's called Hashem. So one could have said in the Rambam, but a kapara Reb Chaim learned in the Rambam that only if he does ma'akev when he needs a mitzvah begufay, which is ma'akev, then I say that it's called Lashem. But in Nikar, a kapara, however, the Rambam worked out the sugyas. The Rambam writes to Paskins that if you shech the Sir Mishtalech until vidui you're chayev, because Lashem the rabbis. In the Sefer Yena Selem, brings from the Brisker Rav that the scrub cleared is the chiv of shchut echutz for the shchita, for the akrovas carbon bachutz. You bring a carbon like the Seder of Akravas Panim. You're doing it bachutz. That's why you're chayv. You bring a carbon bachutz. Or no. You know, you don't need to bring a carbon bachutz. So you do a shechita on a carbon, you're chayv. Even though this shechita itself is not called Akravas carbon. And he brings the Biskravas Machich from the Rambam here. That the Rambam says that you can be chayv and tzirmish talayach bachutz. Shechita tzirmish talayach. Even though the carbon is called Lashem, there's never a akrava of a sir mishalayach at a shechita. The din of a sir mishalayach is to do hagrala, vidui, and then to throw it off the cliff. Never has any avodah shechita on it. It's muchach in the Rambam, Dr. Briskarov, that there's mechayev on a carbon even though you're not doing the avodah shechita, but rather you're just doing a maisa shechita on a carbon. You could still be chayev on that. As he brings from a Rambam, Rai muchachas. We spoke about this chakira numerous times in a shechiv amayla. You need to do the shechita bachutz ke'en the shechitas pnim. The Rashi in Bava Basra says the reason it's zar is chayv and shechitas chutz is because shechita bizar k'sheira. Other raya is that it seems that you need to do the shechita of chutz ke'en pnim, ke'en avodas pnim. And ke'en lefi divrei mitzvah pashut that your potter and sir mishtaleach bachutz. Because you can't do a shechita in it. It doesn't have a din shechita in it bechlal. It's really ha'ara l'fi d'reim in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah have to say p'tur of eino royal pesach ol moed? Why don't we say that you can't do a shechita in it? Because it's avoid, does not be shechita. L'char the pshat is l'fi d'reim, that the Mishnah is saying the more basic din. That if it wouldn't be, the Mishnah is saying that the basic din, you need a carb which is royal pesach ol moed. If you wouldn't need a carbon which is royal pesach ol moed for the parish of chutz, then it could be that you don't need a shechita which is done bifnim bichlal. The carbon doesn't have to be at any shaychus to pnim. The carbon is you take a carbon you shecht to chutz. Without the pasuk of a pesach ol moed, we would all agree to the Rambam that the mechayiv is shechting a carbon bachutz. Not you don't need that voida kein pnim. But because it was said it didn't, you need miskabel bifnim. So we understood that was included in that. You need that not only the carbon has to be miskabel bifnim. These the Rashba and other Rishonim understood that it's not good enough that the carbon is miskabel bifnim. We also need that it's a shechitas pnim. But I'm hell no. I know we never need a shechitas pnim. It's enough that the carbon is miskabel bifnim. And that's why the Ram holds l'maisa. You could be chayiv and shechitas yir mishtaleach bachutz. That the Biskrov says found the Rambam. Oh. But now comes a very fascinating nidain. That was all the Gabi Shechita. What about Halah? What happens if you're Mala Asir Mishaleich Bachutz? Are you also Chayav Lefid Rambam? Or only on Shechita? So the Mikdash David says, it's a Zorah Peshuta, it's David in Simin Chavzayin, says it's only Shechita, not Halah. So you can think this in two ways. Why is it only Shechita, not Halah? First, because the Alpi we just said from the Briskarov, that was mechiyach from the din of shechitas sir mishtaleach, that the din of shechitas chutz doesn't require shechitas akravas carbon, just shechita of a carbon, but you don't require dafka the shechita of midinei carbonus, because sir mishtaleach doesn't have shechita. One could say that only gabi shechita, but gabi halah, no halah needs an avoda. The makariv is the mal of the carbon in the right way, so you can never be chayav for halah sir mishtaleach. Because it's not Shaykh Halah, and it's because it never has a din Halah. That's one way to explain why the Rambam would not hold it by Halah. The Mikdash David himself, though, says a little bit different point why the Rambam holds that by Halah, Sir Mishaleach Yerpatr. So the Mishnah by us says that Amala mi Bisar Chatos, mi Bisar Oshon Bachutz Yerpatr. The only Chay Chiv Chutz is on something which the din is for Halah. And the Basar Chatos, its din isn't for Akrava. Yerpatr and Bachutz. And came the Sir Mishtaleach, which is a chatos, your patron a bechutz, because din of basar chatos. So you can't be chayv and a bechutz. Another good svar, two svaras to say why you should patron a bechutz. Either because halos chutz needs avoid the kein pnim, or because the basar is not oimid for akrova bechal. It's basar chatos. And even though they murim over here have a din of basar chatos, the reason that you're chayv bechutz and they murim chatos is because they have a din of akrova. Here, even they murim you can be chayv on. Because it's not Oymit Shrak Rama B'chal. However, that's the opinion of the Mikdash David. Minchas Chinuchim, Mitzvah Tav Mem, argues. He says, no, the Rambam holds, if you shechted the Sirim Shaleach Bachutz, you're also chayv anetz halah. He says, Chorim Mefurshim, the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yotes, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Pora Duma, Shesar Fachutz, Mimakom Shrei Fasa, Chayin Sirim Shaleach Shekriva Bachutz, Achar Sheizvada Olav, Pater. Shemar Pesach Amoyed Loivienu, Kol Shein Royal Lova Pesach Amoyed, Ein Chayav and Olav. The Rambam is going here by the din of Srefa and Srefa by the Parah and Hakrova of the Shir Mishaleach. Hakrova Har means Halah. This is Perak Yudtes in the Rambam is all the din of Halah Schutz. The Rambam is put up Hashrecha Damayel into two prakim. Perak Yudches is Shechita Schutz and Perak Yudtes is Halah Schutz. So in this Perak where the Rambam is dealing with Halah Schutz, it says Parah that you were Seirif in the wrong place and Shir Mishaleach Sheikrivai Bachutz after Vidu your Potter. Meduyakative in the Rambam that if it's before vidui, the shirim shaleich you shechted it and you're malet, you'll be chayav bachutz even on the halah. That's what the minchas chinuch says, and those are chorim mafurshin the Rambam. Kiman mafurshin the Rambam the din. So now we have two questions to explain. If really the Rambam holds that you're chayav and shirim shaleich sheheloi bachutz, not only sheshochta but even heloi, so we can go back to we said two reasons not. Number one, that halos chutz needs an avoida, and here this is not aimed for avoida bichlal. This is the shir mishtaleach for halos. And number two, it's besar chatos. The buster itself doesn't have a din of hakrov. So at the first point, that you need avoida for halos chutz, and here the shir mishtaleach has no din halos. It's not called an avoida. So the chayyim ram is only mechayev by mukdrei chutz. A shir mishtaleach which you shechted bachutz and your malad bachutz. Sir Mishaleach, which you shechted bifnim, and your ma'ale bachutz, that even the Rambam agrees that you're potter. Shari lehelo elo davar pasul. The Mishnah says in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. But when you did the shechita bachutz, Rashi says there in the Mishnah. So now there's a hekesh. Anything you chayef for its shechita, you also chayef for its halah. The Mishnah also in the Sefer Teres Hakodesh from Mordechai Elan says that the Rambam is mechayef for halah. Sir Mishaleach is only by. It's only by halo of mukdrei chutz, but it's still tzaruch beer because you still need an avoda. After you shecht bachutz, if you go now and you do something else, it's not avoda. How can you be chayiv on it? So the shir mishaleach, it never has din halo bichlal. How can you get a din halo to be chayiv on a bachutz? This Rambam is a big riot we spoke about earlier on at the end of a shulchan amayla about the end of halo of mukdrei chutz, of halo of mukdrei chutz. That the mechayev of mukdrei chutz is that you created us a hakrava bachutz. A korban mitzat atzmai has no din hakrava bachutz. But at the day of the shechita, you created a seder hakrava of chutz. Brought in that the Rabbeinu Chananel is mavur, that there's din of adurei poikin for hakravas chutz. There's a seder of hakravas chutz. So, Sir Mishaleich, it's true, it never has din halo. But Sir Mishaleich can have in it a shechitas chutz, according to the Rambam. Can have in it a seder of being bar pachutz. Once you started the process, even with shechita, so Valeim Toimer says you can now go weiter and continue on that seder of akrapas chutz. And so in the Chanami, we can agree that halah always needs halah kein pnim. But in mukdrei chutz, it was said in parasha that once you started a shechita bachutz, now you could go continue on into the halah and make halah based on the shechita bachutz. It gets din halah kilu from this din of the shechita bachutz. Back to the question of the mikdash dov. The mikdash dov had another question, but the basar chatas, your potter on bachutz, and l'chayra that din is true l'chayra even when by mukdrei chutz. A person that shechs a chatas bachutz and is mala the basar is potter. Not only by mukdrei pnim, even by mukdrei chutz, you potter on basar chatas. So if in Cain, how could you be chayv here on the shir mishaleach? Bein it's basar, bein it's emurim, and none of them have mitaratzma medin of akrava. So the thing that you're being mala is potter. It's just to be mala the karnayim. You're not chayv on the machutz. You have to be malas in which is the korban which has a din of an akrava. So how can you be chayv machutz on the marker of the basar or the emuru? So we in the Rambam brings down the din of basar chatas that your patron and machutz. Perak Yotes halacha dalad. Rambam says gives a whole list of things that Sharim Minochas, Pachar Bachutz, she called Elu Ru'uyin La'achila Lo Le'ishim. Says that these things are their din is for Achila, not for Ishim, not to be burnt. If you're Pachar and then Bachutz. It's after the Rambam that only something where it's din, where it's Neschalik from the din of the Karban. Because they have a din of Achila, that makes them that they're not Roy for Ishim. So Masha'inkin is Sir Mishtaleach has no din which is Aymed Lachila. Just the whole carbon is supposed to be thrown off the cliff. But nothing was chaluk from the din of the carbon. Because this carbon, there's no chiluk of different chalukim of it. A carbon, a normal carbon, besides the Sir Mishtaleach, has different chalukim. Each chiluk has its mitzvah of what's supposed to be done with it. So the basar, which is Aymed for Achila, not for Akhtar, your potter. But not because it's not Aymed for Akhtar. Because it's Aymed for Achila. That gives it another shame in the carbon. Because it's tafka imid for that, that's why you're patra bachutz. Masha'inkin, sir mishtaleach, there's no chilukim. Once you created a new parasha of akrabas chutz, I did the shechita, and then you go weiter with the halah, so you can be chayv on anything in the carbon, as long as it's not chilek shem la'atzmoy, to have a different in akrava. It's a chidush, it's a shah Rambam. The chidush that the Minchas Chinuch says, it's meduikative in the Rambam, that you're chayv even for the halah of sir mishtaleach. So again, so just to summarize, we saw here by the Shirim Shaleach is that the Pashas, the arguments in the Gemara, is that your potter for Shechita Bachutz, it's nismayit from La Hashem. The Rambam's gears in the Gemara, like the Ketzin Mishnah says, was that until Vidui, your Chayav Bachutz, because it's nisrabe from La Hashem, because it has the mitzvah of Vidui. And the Rambam passing against Sugin Yuma, he saw there was a machlekes between our Sugin and Sugin Yuma. And the scrub was mechiach from this, that Shechita Schutz does not need the avoida shechita, rather just to shech the carbon. And the Mikdash David says that the Rambam, your potter on the halah bachutz because it's besar chatos, but the man chaschinuch is medayik in the Rambam not that way. That you can be chayv once you shech the bachutz, you can be chayv even for its halah. We want to explain that you started a process of akrabas chutz, therefore you can be chayv for the halah. And the meat of basar chatos is because it's roi la'achila v'lo li'ishim. Here where there's no din achila b'chlal, so you can be chayv on any chelik of the carbon. Very good. We'll hold here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.